The Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana has expressed satisfaction with preparations towards this year's Farmers' Day. The association is, however, advocating the desegregation of the criteria for selecting national award winners on gender basis so that more women can be recognized at the national level. The program's officer of the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana, Charles Nyaba, told Georgia Secretary that smallholder farmers are still faced with challenges of post-harvest losses and inadequate extension services and want these challenges addressed.
Our members are preparing for the day. It's always in two stages. We have the number one in Kingston Temple, and then in every district, they also celebrate the day. So this year, there has been some improvement. Our members, from the information we had, are invited to come to Kingston Temple. There are representatives, especially award winners from the very different regions, are also preparing to go to Kingston Temple. For now, I'm not able to tell the package award for the various winners. But what I can tell is that they are preparing both the local level and national level for the day.
Previously, you had issues about the fact that most of your members were not invited. That have been addressed, like you alluded to. But your other concerns on post-harvest losses, extension offices, and so on and so forth, how far have those been addressed?
Yeah, those issues are still outstanding. Our first concern was has to do with members not being invited, and then also the criteria for selecting the award winner. We want them to go beyond the scale to also look at, because I may be producing 1 acre. That's what my capacity can do. But in terms of following good farming practices, good agronomic practices, that is something that we need to look at. Desegregation, women. You realize that from the inception of the award, you realize that we only have one woman who benefited from that. So we are looking at a situation where we also begin looking, the best national farmer award. We are also looking at a situation where we try to have a different criteria to allow women to also be the best national farmer, or we disaggregate it. We have the best national woman farmer or the best national man farmer. In that case, we have two winners. One from the woman perspective, also motivate majority of women who are in the sector, and then one from the men perspective. In terms of challenges facing the sector, I think issue of access to market still remains. We are at the peak of harvesting of maize, sorghum, and then groundnut. You realize that this year, the information we are getting from members is that yields for maize is quite. You go to Banhafo, you go to Tumu, you go to Wa, you go to Tamale, and farmers are struggling to get market for their maize farming. National Buffer Stock Company, which is meant to absorb these surpluses, is not buying at the moment. So access to market is still a problem. Extension service, we've been crying about embargo on recruitment. They still remain the same. The government have not been able to do anything about it, and the IMF program has also come into even worse industry. So as we are preparing for the National Farmers Day, we think those are the issues that the president will be looking at, because I know he'll be in Interpol himself, and this year being election year, we hope that you make statement concerning the strategy his government are putting in place, so that after the election they will address some of this.
Program manager of the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana, Charles Nyaba, talking to George